Hi there, Greg Van Beek. This is Nancy O'Dell, and I wanted to say congratulations on 500 episodes of Nostalgia Radio Time. That is awesome. And you're also celebrating 10 years. I mean, that's quite the anniversary. Very impressive, Greg. I love me some oldies but goodies.
Once I had a secret love. Ha, I'm Lori Morgan, and if you love pop standards as much as I do, you'll want to tune in each week to Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Go, Joe, go!
Hi everyone, this is Katie Couric, and I want to welcome you to one of my favorite programs, Nostalgia Radio Time, hosted by my friend Greg Van Beek.
Thank you, Katie, and welcome to program number 612 of Nostalgia Radio Time. This week, it's Perry Como at the Supper Club. Songs from a new 2-CD set on the Sepia label that Perry did in the 1940s for his radio series, The Chesterfield Supper Club. Let's begin with an excerpt from the broadcast of December 20th, 1944. Here's Perry with There I've Said It Again.
Welcome to the Supper Club. We've held your ringside table for you. And that Perry Como at the microphone. Listen as he sings.
I love you. There's nothing to hide. It's better than burning inside. I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me, there is no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. What good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me, and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. But one thing, I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again.
It's Perry Como this week on Nostalgia Radio Time. If you have any songs you'd like me to play or old-time radio shows you like featured, send a request to nostalgiaradiotime@yahoo.com. And while you're online, love to have you be part of our social media outlets on Facebook and X, used to be Twitter. And if you happen to have an interest in antique radios looking to acquire a fully restored and functional set now made with Bluetooth capability, check out my website at radioaddict.com/Van Beek. That's all one word, VanB2Es and a K, and you'll find some great sets available. Up next, from January of 1945, here's Perry with a song that Bing Crosby had made popular, introduced it in the film Here Come the Waves in 1944. It's Let's Take the Long Way Home. We'll follow that up with another Crosby hit, this one from 1936, from Rhythm on the Range. It comes from the Chesterfield Supper Club of February 8th of 1945. It's Perry with Empty Saddle.
Let's take the long way home. Let's look for the long way home. And on the way, let's pretend that this wonderful night won't end. To Asia would be much too soon. We'll circle once around the moon. Our dream boat will carry us across the foam. Let's take the long way. Make sure it's the wrong way. Let's take the long way home. Shall we fly through the night? Shall we dream as we go? See the star on your right. See the farm down below. The whole trip, it appears, only takes a million years. If you're in the mood to roam, then let's take the long way home.
And now, here's Perry Como. Friends, a few years ago, practically every songwriter in the country had a cowboy song on the market. Of all of them, only a few lived on. Here's one that became as much a part of the West as the Painted Desert.
Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are you rounding up the doggies, the strays of long ago? Are you on the trail of buffalo? Empty saddles in the old corral. Where do you ride tonight? Are there wrestlers on the border, or a band of Navajo? Are you heading for the Alamo? Empty guns covered with rust. Where do you talk tonight? Empty boots covered with dust. Where do you walk tonight? Empty saddles in the old corral. My tears would be dry tonight. If you'll only say that I'm lonely as you carry my old pal. Empty saddles in the old corral.
Perry Como covering a couple of songs made popular by his idol, Bing Crosby. Up next, we've got Perry from the Chesterfield Supper Club of May 2nd, 1945. Here he is with The More I See You, followed by an excerpt from the April 16th, 1945 Chesterfield show. a little on the lonely side.
Here's a song from the picture Diamond Horseshoe. The score was written by a couple of friends of mine, Harry Warren and Mac Gordon. A tune we think you'll be humming soon is called The More I See You.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. With every sigh I become more mad about you, more lost without you. And so it goes. Can you imagine how much I love you? The more I see you as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be. My arms won't free you, my heart won't try. Can you imagine how much I love you? My arms won't free you, my heart won't
I'm a little on the lonely, a little on the lonely side. I keep thinking of you only and wishing you were by my side. You know, my dear, when you're not here, there's no one to romance with. So if I'm seen with someone else, it's just someone to dance with. Every letter that you send me, I read a dozen times or more. Any wonder that I love you more and more? Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and long to hold you tight. I'm a little on the lonely side tonight.
I'm a little lonely, oh so lonesome, a little on the lonely side. I keep thinking of you only, thinking I love you more and more.
Oh, how I miss your tender kiss and long to hold you tight. I'm a little
on the lonely side tonight.
Perry Como swings and sings A Little on the Lonely Side as broadcast just 4 days after the death of President FDR Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Up next, we've got Perry from the Chesterfield Supper Club of May 25th, 1945, with I'm Beginning to See the Light, followed by an excerpt from the May 31st, 1945 broadcast, Perry with Laura.
I never cared much for moonless skies, never winked back at fireflies.
Now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow, for candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's the four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. It's the four-alarm fire.
I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light.
I'm beginning to see the light.
Laura is the face in the misty light. Footsteps that you hear down the hall. The laugh that floats on a summer night. That you can never quite recall. And you've seen Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura, but she's only a
smooth lyrics of Johnny Mercer, we go to a novelty tune that was a hit in 1946. It comes from the May 11th, 1946 Chesterfield Supper Club. It's Perry with Shoe Fly Pie and Apple Pan Dowdy, followed by a December 17th, 1945 excerpt of Perry performing Just a Sittin' and a Rockin' All Day.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say howdy.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy, never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy makes the sun come out when heavens are cloudy.
Shoe fly pie and apple pan dowdy,
never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Mama,
when you bake,
Mama,
I don't want cake,
Mama,
for my sake. Go to the oven and make some ever-loving choo-choo pie pie. An apple pan down, he makes your eyes light up. Your tummy say, howdy, shoo, fly pie. An apple pan down, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff. Not for me, my pets.
A nice plum tort?
Well, as a last resort.
Some coconut cake.
Makes my tummy ache. It has a faint suggestion of indigestion. Give me some shoe fly pie and apple pan down to
eat. Eat four or five, makes you glad you're alive.
Fly pie and apple pan dowdy.
Can't get enough, it's wonderful stuff. Mama, mama,
when you bake.
Mama, mama,
don't make cake.
Mama, mama,
for my sake.
Go to the oven and make some ever-loving shoe fly pie.
And apple pan dowdy.
Fly pie.
Makes your tummy say, howdy, shoo, shoo, fly pie. And apple pan dowdy, I never get enough of that wonderful stuff.
If you're fussy about your food,
this will put you in the happiest mood.
You'll never get enough, shoo, fly pie.
I ain't for no talking. My baby's done left me, just a sitting and a rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, she'd never have left me, just a sitting and a rocking. Sitting all day without holding my baby, I'm such a lonely papa. If she don't hurry and come back, I'm a cinch to blow my topper. Now if I don't mind her, I hope you'll remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just sitting and rocking all day.
Now I don't go out walking.
No, they don't go out a walking.
I ain't for no talking.
Got nothing to say.
My baby's done left me. Just sitting and rocking.
Now if I don't find her, I hope you'll remind her that I'm staying where she left me, just a sitting and a rocking all day.
I ain't walking or talking, my baby's done gone.
Just a sitting and a rocking,
that's all.
For our final song from the Chesterfield Supper Club, we've got Perry from January 16th, 1948, with Dance Ballerina Dance.
Dance, ballerina, dance. And do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina. dance. You mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is the moment, girl. Although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn. And love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on, and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round we go, so ballerina dance. With your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on, and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. As round and round you go, so ballerina dance.
So dance, ballerina. Dance, ballerina.
Time now for Old Time Radio Time. It's here on the show where we give a listen to a complete radio broadcast from radio's golden age. This week we're going back to January 12th of 1949, tuning into Philco Radio Time, starring Bing Crosby with his guests Johnny Mercer and Peggy Lee.
Where the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits.
Welcome you to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Collins for the mayors and Bing's guests, Johnny Mercer, the songbird from Savannah, and Peggy Lee, the North Dakota Nightingale. And now here's Bing Crosby, the Spokane Sparrow.
Oh. Spokane Sparrow, are you referring to my voice or my love for horses? You can't wait long, you know.
What I meant is that the sparrow is such a universally known bird, and so is your voice.
I'll have a research department check on this. At the Mole, Ken, the rhythm airs and your old sparrow are about to chirp. A song called A Bluebird Singing in My Heart. For this number, Mr. Trotter conducts with a baton fashioned from a chunk of cuttle bone. John?
The raindrops fall, la 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 la. I don't mind at all, la 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 la. When I get your call, la 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 la. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. Let the clouds hang low over the trees. Let the winds that blow go where they please. When you're near, I hear melody start. There's a bluebird singing in my heart. I want to dance in the street and say to people I meet, she's mine, all mine. I want to shout to the sun and say, come out to the sun, 'cause it's time to shine. So when things go wrong, la 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 la,
still have my song, la 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 la. Since you came along, la 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 la. There's a bluebird singing in my heart.
Let the raindrops fall.
You came along, la 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 la. There's a bluebird singing in my heart.
La 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 la.
La 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 la. Very good.
Continental flavor.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Mighty nice, canaries. Mm-hmm. You too, Mr. Sparrow. Great big fistful of bird seed to you all.
And a fistful of bird seed right back at you, boy. What's the big news tonight, Ken?
Oh, haven't you heard?
What?
January belongs to Philco.
Oh, isn't this just keen? Philco has snagged January, huh?
Yeah.
Personally, Ken. It's Sanskrit or something, I don't know. Well, I don't see why Philco didn't pick up a nice warm month, you know, like July.
Ah, because January means big buying opportunities.
Bargains, huh?
Oh, yes, indeed. Big, wonderful offers on Philco radios and radio phonographs.
This is terrific news, Ken, and it should cause a thunderous stampede to all our Philco dealers.
Oh, stampede is right.
Join the rush, folks, but don't worry. I will personally supply Band-Aids to anyone who is crushed in the rush.
Thank you, young Dr. Malone.
I must dash to surgery now, Ken, and blow up my rubber gloves with helium.
Good.
I'm performing a tonsillectomy on a giraffe. I go.
Well, I'll stand by with the anesthetic, Bing. And folks, dash over to your Philco dealer now and cash in on the big money-saving opportunities this month. Here's plasma for your pocketbook, a windfall for your wallet. Don't miss these blue tag specials on brand-new Philco radios, including new 1949 Philco radio phonographs that play the sensational 45-minute record. They're your buy of the month. With the newest and finest features of your lifetime from Philco, the leader.
Just raising all kinds of excitement on Broadway these days is the bubbling musical As the Girls Go. Jimmy McHugh and Harold Adamson have provided a score that boasts, among other items, this choice click.
I got lucky in the rain. One day when I had nothing to do for an hour, I walked around in a shower. I had reason to complain. One moment I was sadly in need of a song. Next moment you came along. Then the heavens smiled at me. My heart said, how lucky can you be? Things like this you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life. When I got lucky in the rain. Things like this you can't explain. I only know that I met the love of my life when I got lucky in the rain.
Our charming guest tonight is certainly no stranger to any frequent followers of our Philco festivals, for by now she's more a member of our family than just a casual dropper-inner. This, of course, can only mean the beauteous Chesterfield chanteuse, Miss Peggy Lee.
Hi, Bing.
Good evening, Peggy, and how are things going over in the Chesterfield show?
Oh, just fine, Bing. Cigarettes, anyone?
Take a pack of Philcos. What's your big number tonight, Peg?
Well, I thought I might go a little torchy tonight, Bing, and sing Trouble is a Man.
In that case, I shall light your torch and sob softly in the corner while you sing.
Well, if you're going to sob, please sob on key, huh?
This will be strictly contrapuntal sobbing tonight. John Scott, Miss Lee awaits your downbeat.
Trouble is a man who loves me no more, no more. Trouble is a man I'll always adore. Nothing good to say about him. Still I hate a day without him. Why should he have to be the one, my only? Trouble is a man who's handsome and tall, so tall. Trouble is a man who's for himself, and that's all. After all we planned, he didn't mean it. Now I understand. I should have seen it. Trouble is a man. Trouble is a man I love. Trouble is a man I love.
Ah, that was sheer enchantment, Peg. Now go dry your eyes and report back later, hmm? The moment we move on to the second guest to grace our garret this evening, he's an old friend, sometime recording associate of mine, the composer of several score song smashes, and the verse and chorus chanter of no small renown. Folks, here's George's peachy music maker, Johnny Mercer.
Well, thanks very much for that peachy introduction, old Pitt.
Old Pitt?
Sounds like you're introducing Fuzzy Knight.
He couldn't make it. Anyway, Johnny, have you heard the big news?
No, what happened? Did Hope fall on his nose and spear a family of gophers?
No, but that's a pretty picture. Gopher shish kebab. The big news, Johnny, is that January belongs to Philco.
Philco can have it. As far as I'm concerned, January is about as useless as a bib on a hog.
Say, Johnny, tell me, you've been away from Georgia a long time. How do you keep your Southern Geechee drawl up so well?
Why, it's easy. I go to Phil Harris's dentist. He cleans my teeth with a southern toothbrush.
A southern toothbrush?
Yeah, candied yam on a stick.
Well, look at that.
Besides, I go back down to Georgia every Christmas. There's nothing like spending the holidays on the old family plantation.
Oh, where is your old family plantation, John?
Well, it's in Savannah, the parking lot of the DeSoto Hotel.
Well, yes, I've heard of your place, Dent Fender Farms.
All of us Mercers get together for a lovely Christmas dinner in the back seat of a new Hudson.
What do you raise on your plantation beside the prices after 6 o'clock?
Oh, the usual thing, cotton and coffee.
Coffee in Georgia?
Certainly, we grow cotton and coffee in the same field. Haven't you ever heard of mercerized coffee?
Mercer?
Yeah, it was invented by my great-grandfather, Colonel Silex Mercer.
Silex?
Well, I got an aunt named Percolator and a cousin named Drip.
Well, I bet you had a wonderful Christmas Eve with the whole family sitting around the fireplace waiting for Santa Claus. John, what's the advantage of raising coffee and cotton together?
Well, with cotton in the coffee, you don't need cream.
Well, nothing quite like a big hot cup of fuzzy coffee.
Oh, we don't serve it in a cup. It comes rolled up in blue paper. You just squeeze out whatever you want.
What are they going to think of next?
I don't know, but I hope we don't have to talk about it.
Me too. Anyway, John, it's nice to have you here on the show with us. I suppose we should sing a song or something now, shouldn't we?
Well, it beats just standing here.
How about us doing small fry? That doesn't go back too far, does it?
No, but we should have some new words.
Well, then let's give the people some new words. We can do that.
I'm ready if you are. Shall we go?
Let's do it. Small fry. Shall we revive this old creation?
Well, I don't mind.
Small fry. You know there's a brand new generation.
My. You mean that we're before their time?
Well, they think that Bing is a noise that you make with a chime. Small fry. There's been a world war, partner.
Ah, but tall fry. There's also been Ava Gardner.
Oh, clap hands.
We've had the new look.
Hello.
And a change in women's hats.
The only thing that ain't changed is the Democrats.
The rumba took the place of swing.
Moved it.
And bebop now is the thing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir, I put on my beret and I face the east every day.
And what?
Then the audience faces west.
Well, tall fry. Your hair ain't getting any grayer.
No, but small fry.
Let me know it.
My window is getting bare.
My, you mean you're known as Atso Fay?
At home they call me Turhan with the Ellie Bay. Hey, is the man here with the net?
Man with the net?
No.
He ain't arrived yet.
Oh, me.
Oh, my small fry.
I'm telling you, small fry, it's kind of tough for a fella to get adjusted.
Yes, it is, tall fry, and especially once you've rusted.
My, you mean they're thinking of trading us in?
Well, honest John would if we were chromium, but we just tin.
Paint's thin.
Yeah, tall fry.
Listen,
how
to
about your battery? Is it sparking?
Well, small fry, it is, but I use it just for parking.
Well, these rumble seats of ours, they're really not the fad.
No, the Ford's out in front, but we're out in the back like a cat.
Say, I heard your kids when they were here.
And?
Well, you should have gone out for a beer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, indeed.
I would have moved.
You ought to keep them standing by.
I don't see why.
Well, when the notes get too high.
Continue.
I understand that your nose begins to bleed. Come tell me, tall fry. How about this television?
Small fry?
Yeah.
I've been withholding my decision.
Yeah, but man, just think. You sit right at home and you play a scene.
But they can't get my piazza on that little bitty screen.
says with each new pound,
I'll be seeing you around. Oh, me, oh, my small fry.
John, we ought to get together frequently and do a new version of Small Fry, don't
we? Well, it's okay with me, Bing.
Which brings us up to showtime. Time for our dramatic offering. Take over, Ken.
Tonight, we take you to the hill country of Georgia, where we meet our cast of characters in a stirring drama of mountain life.
I'm Johnny Mercer, a simple mountain boy.
I'm Peggy Lee, a simple mountain girl.
I'm old Grandpappy Trotter, a simple mountain.
I'm Bing Crosby, I'm simple.
Like many mountain folks. Please. Like many mountain folks, our friends are musically inclined. Johnny has a fine voice.
Haven't you, Johnny?
Peggy has a fine voice, too.
Ooh, bop, shabam, a klooky mop.
And as for Bing's voice...
What are you laughing at? That's just the accompaniment. I ain't sung yet.
As the curtain rises, we find old Grandpappy Trotter talking with his granddaughter, Peggy.
Peggy, what's the idea of hanging our cow on the clothesline?
Well, that ain't the cow. That's young Dr. Malone's rubber glove. I wonder where my boyfriends are. Come in.
Hi, folks.
Howdy, Bing. Come on in.
I'm in. Say, Bing, what you wearing on your feet?
Horseshoes.
Horseshoes?
Yeah, I took a mule down to the blacksmith shop, and they were having a 1 cent sale, so I paid an extra penny, and I got 4 more shoes.
Well, you're only wearing 2 of them. Where's the other 2?
You ought to hear me when I sit down. Well, what are we waiting for? Why don't we eat?
Well, we gotta wait for Johnny Mercer.
He can't eat. He ain't got no teeth.
Well, he has now. I whittled him a set.
Gotta see him. He's got the prettiest naughty fine smile you ever saw.
Come on in.
Hi, Peggy. Can I have a kiss?
Okie beebe dokie.
Wow, what a kiss. Look at the teeth you whittled. Charcoal.
Hey, Johnny, is that mud between your toes or are you web-footed?
Why, you wampa-jawed idiot, I'm wearing shoes. I got a good notion to kick you right in the seat of your britches.
Well, you do and they'll kick you back. How, John? I had it scratched out on my face. You're darn tootin', and I've been tootin' darns for nigh on to 40 yards. By the way, Grandpa, where's Grandma?
She fell in the well a year ago today. I ought to go out and holler a happy anniversary down at her.
Maybe Grandma, and whenever she comes out of the well, she shakes like a dog.
It can't be Grandma. That was a dry knock.
Why, it's Mr. Carpenter, the circuit riding judge.
Yep.
Well, I just don't know who to marry. Gosh, all fish hooks, land of Goshen, shucks the mighty, and similar southern sayings.
Take me, Peggy. No, me, I'm crazy about you. Just listen to this.
I'd like to get you on a slow mule to Memphis.
Just you and me on alone.
I'd like to boost you in the saddle for to make that long trek. Leave all your kin folks, 'cause they're a pain in the neck.
I'll ride through the cotton in a dress that's store-bought.
And as we ride, we'll spoon.
I'd like to get you on a slow mule to Memphis.
On a jackass ride.
No, Peggy's going with me. Listen to this, honey.
I'd love to get you on a slow mule to Macon, all to myself for keeps. I'll make it right legal, 'cause I've got the ring, and I'd leave all these idiots, and I include my old friend Bing.
I'll be tall in the saddle on your mule that I straddle,
just from them calluses alone. I'd like to get you on a slow mule to Macon,
and we'll live on fat back and corn pone.
The both of you can't marry up with me.
Why not? In these parts, one man can marry a 15-year-old gal. Why can't two men marry a 30-year-old gal?
Why, certainly. That's arithmetic right out of book learning.
But, fellas, I ain't 30 yet.
You ain't to Memphis yet, either.
Well, let's get going. Let's all get on that darn mule.
We
we'll all go together on a slow mule to Memphis on our jackass honeymoon.
The ride's a long one.
I'll eat a pillow.
Eat off the mantle.
Our jackass honeymoon.
Everybody, I hope you have a great ride, Peg and Johnny and Bing. You fellas sure are lucky. Friends, now's the time to get lucky at your Philco dealer. January belongs to Philco. Your Philco dealer is loaded with special money-saving offers. If you're heading anywhere for a winter vacation, here's your chance to pick up the pick of the portables, a powerhouse Philco that gives you top performance on battery or on AC or DC. And for you stay-at-homes, January is your opportunity of a lifetime to own the greatest performing radio phonographs you ever bent your ear to. Compare them and judge for yourself. These new Philco consoles give you everything but everything for luxurious listening, including the greatest invention of the century in recorded music, a two-speed phonograph that plays both your regular records automatically and the sensational new long-playing kind. Ask your Philco dealer to demonstrate his Blue Tag specials. Blue Tag bargains on FM, too. So don't miss these once-in-a-blue-moon values from Philco, famous for quality the world over.
Now the title tune from Walt Disney's newest, so dear to my heart. This fine picture world premieres in Indianapolis on January 19th. Should be quite a doings around the monument that night.
So dear to my heart, that September-y day, with the leaves turning brown and gold, when you were the dream I would hold. So dear to my heart, so dear to my heart, that December-y day, when we strolled down a snow-white lane, the kiss that we shared will remain. So dear to my heart. And when it's springtime and fields are dressed with flowers, you're the sweetest flower in bloom. Oh, how I treasure all the happy hours and the dreams that I shared with you. They bloom in my heart, in a corner apart, every sweet, tender memory. As long as I live, they will be so dear to my heart.
And thus another one is tucked away. My thanks to Peggy Lee and Johnny Mercer for helping us mix it up tonight.
How about next week's show, Bing? Who's going to be with you?
Next week, John, we're playing host to Hattie McDaniel.
Oh, you mean Beulah.
That's right, Bing. One of America's new favorites, Beulah. Plus her big boyfriend, Bill, the whole Henderson family, and Beulah's bubble-headed girlfriend, Oriole.
Sounds like a lot of laughs.
We hope it'll be. Good night, Johnny and Peggy.
Night, Bing.
So long, tall fry.
So long, small, likewise. Good night, folks, and thank you very much.
This program was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in to Philco Radio Time next week and hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers, and Bing's guests, Hattie McDaniel, and the entire cast of The Beulah Show. And remember, January belongs to Philco. Keep your eye on your Philco dealer now.
Just enough time to say I'm Greg Van Beek. Thank you for listening and hope you'll join me again next week. Until then, so long for now.